Staying with India, between 15 and 29 million Indians died of starvation in British-induced famines. The most famous example, of course, was the Great Bengal Famine during the Second World War, when 4 million people died because Winston Churchill deliberately, as a matter of written militant policy, proceeded to divert essential supplies from civilians in Bengal to sturdy Tommies and Europeans as reserve stockpiles. He said that the starvation of anyway underfed Bengalis mattered much less than that of sturdy Greeks. This is Churchill's actual quote. And when conscience-stricken British officials wrote to him, pointing out that people were dying because of this decision, he peevishly wrote in the margins of the file, "Why hasn't Gandhi died yet?" So all notions that the British were trying to do their colonial enterprise out of enlightened despotism to try and bring the benefits of colonialism and civilization to the benighted heathen. I'm sorry, Churchill's conduct in 43 simply one example of many that gave a lie to this myth. As others have said on the proposition, violence and racism were the reality of the colonial experience. And no wonder that the sun never set on the British Empire, because even God couldn't trust the English in the dark.